Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Kathy Kaiser, Executive Director for the Ronald McDonald House Charities of North Dakota.
Kathy Kaiser, Executive Director, Ronald McDonald House Charities of Bismarck, North Dakota.
Well, before we get in and talk about the latest donation that you guys received, first off, tell us a little bit about Ronald McDonald House.
Well, Ronald McDonald House Charities was incorporated in the state of North Dakota in 1989. We opened our Ronald McDonald House, which is our cornerstone program, in 1992. So we are in our 25th birthday year, and there will be big celebrations coming up this July.
Well, I think a lot of people are quite familiar with the name, the Ronald McDonald House, and I'm not sure if they necessarily know maybe some of the services that you guys do provide. I'm sure on some level they do, but just maybe remind the folks once again just kind of some of the services you guys do for the community.
Well, the Ronald McDonald House provides temporary housing for the families of seriously ill children receiving treatment in the local hospitals. Many times these children or expectant moms are transferred here because they are not able to receive the services in their home communities and need to go to a larger hospital to get their get their child taken care of in the way that they need to. Bismarck is one of two medical centers, really, in the state of North Dakota, the other being Fargo. And so we do serve all of western North Dakota and then the neighboring states of Montana and South Dakota, and we've even occasionally had some Canadian families stay with us. The pediatric patients, that could be birth through the age of 21, if that child is still financially dependent upon their parents, but most of our families are the parents of premature babies. And let's see, last year I think we had 186 families stay with us while their child was hospitalized.
It sounds like you guys do some pretty tremendous work there. And I think a lot of times people take the local services and nonprofits for granted, and they might not fund it, or they might not give to it, or they just think that maybe the state's paying for it. And that's not always the case. You guys rely on generous donors, not only on a individual level, which might be some of the smaller donations, but also from companies and more of the, there's a handful of philanthropists in the state that can write large checks as well. So talk to me a little bit about the donation process.
Well, of course, we are so very grateful for the major donors that we have, but we find that it's so many of the smaller donations, you know, that come from individuals or family members or churches when somebody goes back home and they found out about the supportive stay the family had at the Ronald McDonald House. So those donations mean very, very much to us. Now, we do receive some state support for our Ronald McDonald Care Mobile. That's our other program that we're very proud of. We're just started our sixth year of that. The Ronald McDonald Care Mobile is a state-of-the-art mobile dental clinic that travels throughout western North Dakota, providing desperately needed oral health care to underserved children in their own neighborhoods. Last year, we treated 1,056 children in western North Dakota, and the vast majority of these children would not have had any access to a dentist if it weren't for us. We have found with our Care Mobile program that, you know, there has been some other funding available. As I said, the state of North Dakota through appropriations and then partnerships with federal grants has been a wonderful partner to us for the Care Mobile. Of course, we still raise the bulk of the money, but they have been very good to us. And then we have found some large foundations that have been good supporters of us. And then, of course, our friends in western North Dakota and the oil country, too, have also stepped forward and have been good to the Ronald McDonald House Charities, and specifically the Ronald McDonald Care Mobile.
Excellent transition into the energy question. The, you know, low oil prices, downturn, you know, pick whatever buzzword you want. I see in the media that there's not so much oil activity going on there, but when you cover the oil on a day-to-day basis, these companies are staying busy. If they're not drilling, they're helping out in the local communities. What does that mean to you guys that an oil company is donating a large sum of money when they have every excuse not to?
We were absolutely thrilled with our wonderful $25,000 grant from XTO Energy. This came about last fall, and we received notification of it right before Christmas. So Santa, Santa Claus came very early to the Ronald McDonald House Charities this year. We have found that, especially in the height of the oil boom, our numbers really increased, and we had some nights that we even had to turn some families away from the Ronald McDonald House until we could find room for them. We're a very small house. We only have 8 bedrooms, treat about 200 families a year, but up until recently, you know, that's been very adequate, and it is again now.
To listen to the full-length interview with Kathy Kaiser from the Ronald McDonald House Charities of North Dakota, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
And here's to the sound of one hand clapping, and here's to not letting this.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
Here's to not letting this moment pass.
Up on the market, you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
Candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946, or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
No money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. If you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI, stop by the Pinnacle Travel Plazas of Stanley and Tioga Wednesday morning, February 22nd, and meet MBI. Fill up your cup and learn more about this premier oilfield service company in western North Dakota. MBI has openings for workover rig supervisor, operator, derrick hand, floor hand, water oil, hot oil truck drivers, and water transfer technicians. Enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com or meet the team at MBI at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Stanley and Tioga next Wednesday morning, February 22nd.